The Pepin Hospitality Center in East Tampa was packed last night as Pam Bondi came on stage for her victory speech. Florida's Attorney General-elect clinched the victory with 54% of the vote, beating out Democrat Dan Gelber and Jim Lewis to become the state's first female Attorney General.
Thank you. Tonight I am humbled to have earned the trust of Florida's voters, and I am proud to accept the nomination of Florida's next Attorney General.
Four giant television screens projected election results to the Republican crowd at the center. And onlookers like Liz Wessel and Justin Colvin have high hopes for the changes Republicans like Pam Bondi will make once they take office.
She's going to tackle immigration. I know she's going to, challenge the Obamacare, the health care mandate. And I know that gangs are a big issue, too.
I'd like to see a real change, not more of the same rhetoric we've heard from both parties, to be honest. A real change in spending, to be honest, both at the local, state, and federal level. We have just the budgets in this country are bloated. We can't afford a lot of the programs we have. We need some serious cuts in spending, so we need some bipartisan efforts to really get that accomplished.
Current Attorney General Bill McCollin and former Florida Governor Bob Martinez were part of the crowd, cheering for Bondi as she took the stage. Bondi said she hates the word change, so instead she said she's going to make a difference.
I pledge to make you and your family safer, our neighborhoods more secure, and I will be a vigilant watchdog for our taxpayers. Woo! And everyone who owns a business or runs a business and wants to stay in business, know that government red tape took a really big hit tonight. Because when regulation becomes strangulation, it's gonna stop.